No, it don't use time to go down. The wind quit blowing.
Okay. And laying. You use laying also.
Yeah, we ain't laying here, that's right.
Okay. On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you say this morning is rather...
rather cool morning.
Okay. Have you ever used the term snappy or edgy?
Edgy, yeah.
Okay. Chilly?
Yeah, chilly, yeah.
All right. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you might say last night we had a what?
A frost.
All right. If it's light, how would you describe it?
What do you mean light?
If the frost is...
Well, it had a light frost.
Okay, but now suppose it's a heavy frost.
A heavy frost.
Would you consider a heavy frost as being a freeze?
Yeah, sometimes it freezes, sometimes it don't. Sometimes it frosts and don't freeze.
All right. It was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze over.
Have you ever seen a lake when it was frozen over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little boy walked out of the pond and froze over. Oh. It had no better sense.
It didn't break through?
No. That ringing Lord took care of food, I guess.
Okay. Did it get cold enough in the South? Or that was on one of your visits?
No, that was in Georgia, right down here in Lithonia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it got cold enough for the lake?
Yeah, big pond there froze over.
Oh. I didn't
about
know,
25 miles from Atlanta.
Do blacks still live in Lithonia?
Who?
Do black people, do they still live in Lithonia?
Oh yeah, black folks live in Lithonia, sure.
You know, black. I never thought of Lithonia as being a place where blacks live.
They got partner housing all down there like they got here, government houses.
Okay, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might do what?
Freeze over.
Okay. What do you call this room where we are now?
That's dining room.
All right. What do you call the room back there where the family watches TV?
Call that the den.
Okay. Now, what do you call a place in the house where you first enter and you don't usually sit there?
That's the living room.
Okay, have you ever used the word parlor?
Yeah, parlor, living room. Of course, way back in the olden days, they called them the parlor, but now they call them living room.
When you used to go courting, you'd sit in the parlor with the girl, huh?
No, I mean, when I was courting, you sit in that front room with the old folks. So, they had no parlor.
The old folks would sit up there with them?
Yes.
You'd have to sit up and talk to her in front of them?
Yeah, they'd be sitting at the parlor, you'd be sitting there and show. Right.
Would you talk to them or would you just
talk
to her?
No, just talking. 9 o'clock, said 9 o'clock, then you go home.
Well, all of y'all would sit up there together.
Yeah.
And well, did you get a chance to talk?
In the wintertime, we'd all sit there and call it the front room, you know.
Oh. Well,
but in the summertime, you'd sit out on the porch, but then you sit in the morning in the porch and you don't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get a chance to ask the girl to marry?
You know, I was walking along the church one Sunday, we were talking,
But you couldn't ask in front of her, in front of the parents, though.
No, we were going to come from church.
Did you sit with her in church?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Well,
sometimes
I guess...
sometimes she'd get up and go to shower and make fruit.
I guess you couldn't really have too many girlfriends, could you?
No, in those days and times you had one girlfriend, not like it is now, you got 2-3 girlfriends.
Yeah, I couldn't have but one.
Mm-hmm. See, you can't love one person the same, but one time, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, if I were to talk about how high this room was, I'd say it's about 9 feet. Okay. Oh. All right, now, would you name some other rooms in the house? We've covered the den.
Well, I got the bedroom, kitchen,